Okay, so last week we discussed the Isturim related to going into a city of Avodah Zarah, being involved in things that look like Avodah Zarah, right? Drinking from the pestle in front of the Avodah Zarah, or the Avodah Zarah itself, or whatever you want. But if you remember, until we got to the Rambam, what was the common denominator between all of the positions? Right? Everyone, right? We saw the position of the Nagid, the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah think? What is the nature of the Isser being discussed there? It's specifically going into the non-Jewish city at the time of the market. Right? It's because you're participating in the party. We saw all the Shito that related it to Maris Ayin, right? That it looks like you're going to worship. But then we saw the Rambam in the Beirush Mishnayos, who said, no, why can't you go into the Ir Shel Avodas Kochavim? It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a city of Avodas Kochavim. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's... Sorry. And therefore people will think you're doing Avodah Zarah. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's Yerid and that you might be participating in the party. What does it have to do with? What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? We read the Rambam, Beirush Mishnayos. What did he say? Why is it Asr to go into a city of Avodah Kochavim? Because it's Asr to go into a city of Avodah Kochavim. Right, that's why, right? There's no chshad, there's not going to lead to this. It is Asr. And he says, kim'at, it's Asr to look at it. Kavachomer to go into it. He said, forget going into the church or the temple or whatever. It's Asr to go into the city.
Why is that the reason why it's Asr?
So what did the Rambam not tell you? The Rambam didn't tell you what? Rambam doesn't tell you where this Isser comes from. Right?
That's like
so yeah. Where did the Isser come from? So that was why I gave you Dafta Zayinu Beis Yid Zayinu Aleph. Because here the Gemara talks...
says it's Usher because you're not allowed to do it.
You're not allowed to do it. He doesn't explain why. He just says it's Usher. Now, the Gemara on Tezayinu Beis tells a story that Elazar was once caught. He was arrested for heresy. And they were going to kill him. And when he got up there to be killed, the executioner said, Rabbi, old man, what are you getting involved in stupidity that you got caught in this? He said, Neman alai adayon, I trust the judge. Now the executioner thought, oh, it's so nice, even at the brink of death, he trusts my judgment. Even though what he meant was, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has something in mind. So the guy lets him go, says, oh, you had so much faith in me, go ahead, you're free. His Talmidim come in to comfort him. Why are they coming to comfort him, Shimon?
Because he was scared.
Because it was traumatic, right? He was arrested, he was brought up to be hung or whatever, or had his head chopped off. Last second, he gets saved, right? It's a bit traumatic. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, you know, look, I might know why this happened to you.
No.
Right?
Amar lo Rabbi Akiva.
Right? So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, this is the last line to Zayim Advaid. Shema minus baliyadcha. Right, he says maybe. Said maybe. Right, you interacted with heresy, and you benefited from it. You were okay with it, so God punished you. So Amar Lo Akiva, he says you're right. His kartani pamachas is mahalik b'shoke elyon shel tzipori matzi echad. The Yaakov Ishkvarschanya Shmo. I was walking once and I found this guy named Yaakov Ishkvarschanya. And Amarli, and it was this heretic, but Amarli Kazib Taraska, Mosavias Nanzona, Mao, Lazarus, Hey Menubes, Knesses, going Gadol. He said, right, you can't bring the money used for prostitution to the base of Mikdash. Can you use it to build a shul for a Kohen Gadol? Lo Marti Lo Klum. I said, I don't know. I didn't say anything. Amar Li Kach Li Mantani Ki Bez Nanzona Kav Tzav Ez Nanzona Yashuvu Mimakam Atanovas Bolo Makar Novos Yeilechu. They said it comes from a dirty place. It's going to a dirty place, right? Doesn't make it. So it shouldn't be doing that. Fine. Manani Adavar All Yudeh Zeh. Right? And I appreciate what this Min had told me. Nidpasi leminos vavarti al mashe kosu betorah. So, without going into the details of that story, and he says, why was it usher to benefit from what a heretic told me? Because I violated what it says in the Torah, not really the Torah, but in Mishle, harchek mealecha derachecha v'altachrei v'pesach v'isara. That's the pasuk of Mishle. Distance yourself from its path. And don't come to the door of its house. And the Gemara darshins, harchek me'aleh darachecha, right? Distance yourself from its path. Zu minus. This is minus. What is minus? Normally, it's heresy. What does it mean in this context? Probably. So what did? I gave you Rabbeinu Yehonah, son of Rabbeinu Yehonah, and say. Okay, so we'll read through it. So look at Rabbeinu Yehonah, and turn to the back. Turn to the Rif. Right? Now, in Avodah Zarah, the commentary on the Rif, there is the Ran. Oh, wait, is that where it is? Oh, or did I have it? No, it's not here. Okay, I'll just tell you what he says. Rabbeinu Yehonah son says, Minus Zu Amide Yeshu Hanotzri. It is Christianity. Christianity. Right? Okay, fine. And Al Tikrov El Pesach Beisa Zu Rishus. Right? Don't come near it. Don't come to the door that is the government. The Ikadamri and other people say, Harchek me'alecha darkecha zuminus, viharishos. Some say it means both the government and heresy. V'altikrov pesach beisa zuzona.
You shouldn't listen to the
government. And don't come, no, keep away from the government because they kill people and steal people. We're talking about not like fair governments. We're talking about the governments they had. Is it? And what does it mean, keep away from their, don't come to the door, zuzona. Right, don't come near a prostitute. The comma, how far should you stay away? Amar of Chizda Arba Amos. Stay away for Amos. Okay? Then the Gemara tells you a story. At the bottom two lines, skip down to the bottom two lines of Yedzayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Chanina v'Rabbi Yonasan avikazli ba'urcha. Rabbi Chanina and Yonasan were walking on the path. Matu lahanitrei shvile, and they came to a fork in the road. And there were two paths they could take. Chad pasze apischa d'avodas kochavim. One passed by a temple, an idolatrous temple. And the other one went by a brothel. Right, a house of prostitution. So Amar lechad lechavre, so one said to his friend, Nezel apischa davodis kochavim, let's go by the idolatrous temple, the Nachiz Yitzre. Because the Gemara tells us elsewhere that whatever this means, Chazal killed the Yitzhar of Vodazara. So he said, look, if we go by the brothel, we might get attracted, we might get right enticed by it, we might go in. But if we go by the idolatrous temple, since the Yitzhara is dead for Avodah Zarah, presumably we won't get caught up in it. Amar le idach, the other person said to him, no, nezel apischa de vezonos, let's go right in front of the brothel instead. Unechafye li yitzron nekabel agra. And then we will conquer our Yetzirhara, and we'll be rewarded for conquering our Yetzirhara. Right? So it's clear, this is not an ideal situation either way. But which is worse? Going by the Avodah Zarah place, or by the brothel? Right? So it's machlokes between these two people. So what do they do? So what do they do? Neither of them. Right? They're not going in, they're going next to. They're not going inside.
One is not active, and one is.
They're both active.
You just said...
The Yetzirhara is dead. Right? So the Gemara says, Kimatu Hasam.
The Yetzirhara is dead. That means it's not active, right?
What do you mean it's not active? The Avodah Zarah is active. They're saying we're not going to be attracted by it. Because the Avodah Zarah has been killed. The Yetzirhara has been killed. Right? There's the Sagarata, right? That Chazal killed the Yetzirhara. Avodah Zarah. So we aren't attracted to it. So it'll be safe.
So yeah, so we aren't. There is nothing that allure. But
there's no allure, right? There's
but
no
the
allure.
Idea that there's still.
Allure to sexuality?
Yeah,
correct.
Lust.
But they decide the second guy wins the day and they go in front of the brothel instead. Kimatu, Hasam, Chazin Elazon, Iskanayo, Mikamayo. And they, right, when they pass by, the Zonot went out of sight. So Amar Le Min Alacha, so he says, right, how did you know this? Right, how did you know that we'd be able to conquer Yetzirah? And then he explains to him, he knew he would conquer the Yetzirah. So what does that tell you? What does this Gemara tell you? That what it seems to be the Gemara's maskana? That you can't go in front of the temple, even if what?
Even if there won't be a temptation.
Right, meaning it's better to go in a place where there's an active temptation than to go in front of
why?
A base of a Dezara. Why? Good, that's the question we want to figure out. Right? So remember, I asked you last week, I said, where does the Rambam get the notion that the reason that you can't go into an ir shel avodas kochavim is that it's intrinsically problematic, not because of Maris Ayin. What?
Where this Gemara?
But this Gemara, the Gemara tells you that it's a pasuk in Mishlei, harchek me'alecha darkecha, right? Stay away from it, right? Stay away.
It has nothing to do with your title or anything.
Right? Right? It's not about It's Mars Ayin. It's fundamentally Osir. Harchek Melecha Darkecha. Stay away from it. Good. Okay? Problem is, so this Gemara tells you that there is some sort of intrinsic problem going to a temple, even four amos in front of a temple. What is the problem? If I asked you, is it Daraisa Darabanan?
Daraisa.
Why would you say Daraisa?
Why?
What's the problem with saying... No, tell me why you say Daraisa and tell me the problem with it being Daraisa. What's the general rule? If something's Daraisa, what do you need to give me?
Proof.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
A pasuk. From where?
The Torah. Torah.
From Torah count, meaning? From what counts as Torah for these purposes?
Tanakh.
No?
The first Torah.
Chumash. Chumash, where's this pasuk from? Archeg Melech. It's from Mishlei. It's Tzuvim. Right? So if you just had this Gemara, so what would you say, Max? Daraisa Derabanan.
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 The support from.
Good. Did it sound that way in the Rambam? It did not, right? The Rambam sounds like it is Daraisa. Good. Give me a counterway of reading this Gemara. Read this Gemara and tell me, how would you read this Gemara and say it's Daraisa? The positive quote is only Derabanan. It's only from Ksuvim. Good. Tell me how this might be Daraisa. Tell me. Come on, guys. I want you to read. What for? What purpose does the Gemara quote the pasuk of Mishlei?
Oh, it's bringing up the part about the zona.
No, it's also telling you minos. It's both. But specifically, what is it teaching you? What is the pasuk of Mishlei? Harcheik me'alecha me'aleha darkecha. What is it? What does harcheik mean?
Distance.
Why is that pasuk being brought in? To teach you what?
They can't go within.
They can't go within Arba Amos. But what is it not being brought to teach you? That you can't. That you can't go in. Right? I mean, Gemara, what is. Right? Let's be careful.
If you can't even go
So there's two ways of reading this. Right? One is to say the whole Isser is only Derabanan. Harchek melecha darkecha, right? Stay away from it. That's one way of reading it. What's the other way of reading it? Correct. Or it's to say, no, the Gemara is bringing a pasuk from Mishlei to tell you that not only shouldn't you go into the temple, but you shouldn't even go far almost from the temple. But it doesn't even need to tell you that it's also to go into a base of Avodah Zarah. Because why is it also to go into a base of Avodah Zarah?
Because
it's also to go to a base of Avodah Zarah. Why? Because there's an Isra Hana from Avodah Zarah. You aren't allowed to benefit from Avodah Zarah. Right? I mean, there's 100 reasons I could give you as to why you can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah. Right? Okay. Fine. Here. So now, what I want to do is go through some sources, and I want to analyze this a bit. Okay. We don't necessarily do this in order. Look, go to number three. Okay. Go look at the Chachmas Adam. Who's the Chachmas Adam? Same person, the Chayei Adam. Okay. You can use your phones. Look it up. Tell me who the Chayei Adam is. Oh, you didn't so from. Good, Nachum, look it up. Who's the Chayei Adam? What do you say the by the end, you guys might remember some of these personalities. We're just waiting for the day. Reb Shimon will come out with a sefer. Then people will be asking, who wrote the picking up your sefer? Born in 19 whatever.
Adam is a work of Jewish law by Rabbi Avram Danzig.
Good, Avram Danzig.
Dealing with the laws discussed in the Orach Chaim.
It's going to be called Shas al Shas. Nice.
There you go. Yes, it's Avram Danzig. He's a posek in.
He. Shulchan Aruch. Well, it says
that's a city.
No, he's in. Oh, he's.
He writes a code that
right in the Shulchan.
Not on the Shulchan Aruch, but
right.
A halachic code in Chanami.
We got Danny. Fine
as an idol. I would say the idea of
seriously.
Yeah. Where is he?
Oh, no, doesn't say.
Oh, for God's sake. Anyways, he's a classic Lithuanian posig. He's a classic literature posig. Good. So Chochmas Adam says the number three.
Ashkenazi Polish rabbi.
Yes, but he's from the... Anyways.
Right.
He's classic. This is like classic Litvish halacha, okay? He says, Habeis Tiflo... Number three. Habeis Tiflo Shel Akum. Sheyesh Bo Eliel. It's an idolatrous temple that has a god in it. Afal Pi She'ein Habai is Ne'evad. Even though the house is not worshipped. Mikol Mokom Lo Gora Mitashmishan Vin Noyan. He said, half of Avodah Zarah talks about you can't use Avodah Zarah, you can't use the things that serve Avodah Zarah, you can't use the decorations on Avodah Zarah. So he says, of course, it's Asur too.
Go in.
V'lochein, afilu impanu misham elil asur b'hana'ah. And therefore, even if you took the idol out of it, it's Asur to benefit from it. Elam ken hotzi akum as elil, but there's bittul, unless he took out the idol in a way that he nullified it, which is what Ginsburg Shear is doing now. The hainu shalo halachin is owed, meaning he's never going to bring an idol back into it. Ojam, abal hotzi yisrael lo mahani levatum vayizeh.
The Staten Island Yeshiva used to be in an old...
What?
The Staten Island Yeshiva used to be in an old church.
No, it didn't. It used to be in a Catholic school.
Right.
Tardis School of Atlanta took over a Catholic school.
Good.
Now he
just skip to Tezayin 1 second. He says, Kaven the base of Avodah Zarah Asur Behana'ah. And he says, if it's usher to benefit from a idolatrous temple, so you can't go into it. Even to sit in its shade. Avalavar bitzila mutter.
So how can you...
But, 1 second. But passing through its shade is permitted. But it's a mitzvah to avoid going near the door even for amos. So it's clear. How does the Chayanim understand it? Right, the second way we said it. Right, he's saying, the Gemara didn't have to tell you why it's usher to go into a base of a desara, because... Of course it's usher to go into a base of Avodah Zarah. We have 100 Isurim that tell you that you can't benefit from Avodah Zarah, from the Tashmish of Avodah Zarah, from things that are used to serve Avodah Zarah, from the Noye of Avodah Zarah, right? The decorations of Avodah Zarah. Right? Just because the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei doesn't mean that the whole Isur is Derabanan. It just means that the Isur to stay far away. I mean, not even to come Arba Amos from the entrance is Derabanan. Right? But not going into the idolatrous house, that's Avada Avodah Zarah. Now, parenthetically, you remember if you went to Rei Broyd Shir, but this was part of his Machlokes Rei Alman. Rei Broyd said, most Rishonim say that going into a church is only Derabanan because of Maris Ayin. Rei Alman said, what are you talking about? This is Daraisa. Right, where are you getting that from? Because according to what did Rei Broyd do? He looked at it and he said, look, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph is clearly Dirabanan. The Gemara on Yud Zayin is Dirabanan. Right? It's only an Asmachta. There's no explicit pasuk that says you can't go in the base of a Zara. But if you look at the Chachmas Adam, Chachmas Adam says, of course there is. It's so obvious to the Gemara that you can't go into a base of Avodah Zarah because it falls in that general category of not benefiting from Avodah Zarah.
That's why it only brings up
right? What's Derabanan is not going within four amos, not going into the city, not going on the path to it. Correct. He's saying the reason you don't find an explicit possible because it was so obvious that the Gemara even needed to prove that going into the temple itself was Usur. The Gemara needed to prove you can't come near it, you can't bet, you know, all that stuff. Right? That's exactly what the Chachmas Adam is saying. But you see how those two ways, right? That was the Machlokes Rei Broyd Rei Alman. Right? I mean, not originating with him, but that's where you might have heard it. Yeah, Max, well, you had a question.
I forgot.
And you remember, tell me. Okay. Good. So now, here's what we have.
Wait, oh yeah, I did. So, yeah, were they good. Tempted into the... I walked away because I had something coming on my finger. Were they tempted into the brothel, or
no.
They were succeeded?
No, they succeeded. Okay. Baruch Hashem.
That's okay. All I wanted to know.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. So now, what do you have? Right, according to the Rambam, and again, I think the Mechilas Kvod... Right, Broyd. I think the Chachmas Adam is a simple pshat here, right? That going into a temple is avada usur, right? Because it's obvious, right? It's obvious that it's usur. I mean, how could you tell me it's not usur? Right? That's the Chochmas Adam's argument, is that the Gemara never needed to tell you that going into a temple is usher. Of course it's usher.
Rabbi, would he agree in the case where he said that if you want, you're allowed to go in the temple for, if you shall us?
That's not, that depends. Right? That's, we've discussed that, right? Because is that Yahar Gval Yavor? Is it not Yahar Gval Yavor? Right? Okay, fine, right? Yesh Lod do it. Right? But the fact that there's a, now, I want to be clear, not every temple is obviously a temple for these purposes, right? We have to, it depends on whether you think, for example, by a church, it depends on whether Christianity is a Zara. It depends. Is it just a place where they worship? Right? Now, this is something that maybe we'll get into. With the post-game deal, there's two ways that something could be a base of Avodah Zarah. It could either be a base of Avodah Zarah because it houses an Avodah Zarah, or it can be a base of Avodah Zarah because of the worship that happens in it. Right? So not every church, let's say, is going to have a statue, but it might be a place where they worship. I think simple pshat is that both of those. Simple pshat. Lidati. I'm not saying the Aron Post is going to disagree. But I think simple pshat is that, I don't know what that is. Right? Simple pshat is that those are, right, intrinsically problematic. They're mikomos avodah zarah. There's an iser hanan avodah zarah. Right? And the like. Okay? At the other extreme, now, if that's true, now explain to me the Rambam. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos, right? What did he do? Let's assume that the Chacham Hazanim is right. That everyone has to be moda, that a church, a temple, is a makom of a zara, that it's aser, and then midrabanan, you can't even, right? The way the Chacham Hazanim understands it is going into a church is aser midaraisa. Staying away from it is midrabanan.
Doing those things would all fall under.
And what is the Rambam doing? Right, remember, let's look back at the Rambam.
Saying everything having to do with the Isser of Hana, the Isser of all these things that aren't Derabanan by Avodah Zarah are now all Deraisa, and you can't.
Correct,
them ever.
Right? So the Rambam doesn't accept the Chokhmah. The Rambam accepts part of the Chokhmah Zadam, right? What does the Chokhmah Zadam say? The Chokhmah Zadam says the base of Avodah Zarah itself is Deraisa. But everything around it is only Derabanan. Right? For Amos, right? Going for Amos, things like that. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam said no. That same issur that applies to the church, to the temple, applies to the whole city. Right? Meaning that issur, that there's an intrinsic problem, an issur hanah, of association of hanah from an avodah zarah. The Rambam says what's true of a temple is true of a city with a temple. Right? The whole thing, the ganza, maisa, it's all usur. Same level fundamentally. Right? Everybody else, what might they do? Right? They might be modeh. Right? Again, this was Rabbi Broid versus Rabbi Amman. Rabbi Broid says, look, all the Rishonim on Yud Aleph say that the issue of going to the city is only Marazayin. It's because of the holidays, you look like you're part of the celebration. But what's this simple retort?
That's not the case.
Right. The temple itself, the church itself, isn't this Hanah? Isn't this Daraisa? Going into the city, going on the path to the city, all that stuff, that's Marzayin, that's Derabanan, right? But that doesn't tell you that going into the church itself, or the temple itself, is only Derabanan. That just tells you the ancillary things are Derabanan. Good. Give me a Balabatish middle case. Right? A Balabatish middle case. Let's assume. Don't think too hard. I'm telling you, right? Pashup shot. What could be a middle case that comes up all the time? Alach lamaisa.
You're walking, like when I was working
anywhere.
What?
Literally.
Yeah. No. Anywhere? So that no one else brings up the city thing, right? The Rambam makes this huge thing and says, "Oh, every house, every city, it's all the same big isser." No one else accepts that for the city. Right, meaning, again, to clarify, right, all of the impression we saw, besides the Rambam last week, they said what? They said, what are you talking about? The city isn't a base of Avodah Zarah. A city can only be usher if it's usher because of Maris Ayin, there's a festival, things like that. Give me another one. Just very simple.
Shut up.
What about a chatzer? Right, this is the case of the Rambam.
Is that a thing?
A chatzer of Avodah Zarah. Right, not the church, the parking lot. Right? The parking lot.
Well, if you spit on a church,
right?
Like if you like
that was the old minhag in Europe. That was the old minhag.
the intentionally go next to it to disrespect it.
To spit, yeah. That was the minhag in Europe. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying that was the minhag in Europe.
Yeah, I know.
I have a friend who still does.
My mother's grandma.
I have a friend who still does this.
My grandmother.
What?
We just look the opposite way.
You know, my mom have a friend who, like, the whole block before, I'm not going to say this is, but a block before he gets there, he collects spit in his mouth and then spits and screams, Shaket, Shaket, Senu, whatever.
Crazy?
What?
Is he crazy?
Interesting guy. Great Tamil Chacham.
What?
Big Tamil Chacham.
Okay.
Rabbi, are we talking about ultras?
I mean, he did this when we were like 19. I don't know if he still does it.
Yeah. I hope not.
Are we talking about ultras and churches we should use? I mean,
so remember, this depends on is it about desire or not, right? That was our discussion months ago. Okay, fine. But what about the parking lot, the chatzer?
What would be if there's a problem with the city, then you can't.
So, Avada, according to the Rambam, no shayla, the whole city is usher.
But
what about, according to everybody else?
You still get in within 4 hours.
So, Yesh Lodun, right? It's somewhere in between.
Right.
Right? Yeah, but what's the 4 hours? From the church itself or the temple itself or from the. Right? What about the courtyard? Is the courtyard. Right? Yesh Lodun, so this is.
They're not using the courtyard for a place of worship.
Right, so this is a shayla I gave you into number one, and the Darkei Moshe Hakatzer. Who's the Darkei Moshe?
Moshe.
Ramah, Moshe Isserless. So, again, a little bit of background here. Both Rabbi Yosef Karo and Moshe Isserless wrote commentaries on the tour, Yaakov Balaturim, remember? Then they both went on to write Shulchan Aruch, right? Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah wrote his comments on Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Ramah to record Ashkenazi Pesach. So if you open up a tour, you will have Beis Yosef summarizing Sephardi Pesach, and then the Ramah originally wrote an encyclopedia parallel to the Beis Yosef, but once he found out Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote one, he didn't publish it, but he published a shortened version, which adds the Ashkenazi Minhag to the Beis Yosef, okay? Yeah.
Oh, I forgot it.
Okay, so number one, the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, this is the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'nir'eh lefi zeh, the af lechatzer sheish ba'avod zara mutter leilech over avarayon avarash tvir ledin also chosim yirid biyomei. He says, well, if you accept Rabbeinu Yonah, right? So what was Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah said it's only usher to go into the idolatrous city when they're having their party, right? It looks like you're participating. So according to that logic, otherwise it would be mutter to go into the city. And the Ramah says, at first glance, you would say that the courtyard is equivalent to the.
To the city.
He says, therefore, if there's not a celebration going on, Habalav Achi Shari. So therefore, there's no celebration, it's permitted. Bafilu Mashakoza Rajba, Dafil is Gerab Mazar Leilech Sham. Majafilu Meg Yerid Sham, Mazar Leilech Sham. And he says, and even though the Rajba said you can't even go there, right, into the church, even if it's, you know, Yahargval Yavor and whatever. Says Mashlozer Rakshin Derech over Misham Lamakam Achir. And maybe that's only if there's no other right, no way of interpreting this. You're not going to the church, right? There's no other way of getting there. Over the Aval, over Derech Misham Lamakam Achir. Shari Glogara Meir Sheish Lavodizara said, I think it would be mutter because there's no different than the city. So the first day in the Ramah is that the courtyard is
no different than the city.
No different than the city. And therefore, if you don't accept the Rambam, right, who thinks that the intrinsic problem goes out in three concentric circles.
So then the,
right? So basically, the right, if you imagine this, let's imagine concentric circles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? In the middle is the base of Avodah Zarah, which according to the way the Chachmas Adam says it is obviously Aser. Aser Bahana, it's a Makam Avodah Zarah, Nok Shaila. The third concentric circle is the city.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambam thinks that the Isser of Avodah Zarah itself radiates all three. So Bikaron, you shouldn't be allowed into a non-Jewish city, Bechlal, right? An idolatrous city.
Right.
Everybody else says no. The city, right, the third concentric circle is only Aser because of Maris Ayin, when there's a party, blah, blah, all that stuff we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
What about the second circle? So, the Ramah's first day is that it's closer to the city. And therefore, whatever you would say about the city, this, good. Now, why is this an important shita? Lamaisa, this comes up all the time. Because this is the shita of the Ramah that is quoted in what context? All the time. I mentioned to you before. Voting booths. in the social hall of a church. Right? Because it's not just the chatzer. Right? By chatzer, what do we mean? By chatzer, we mean the property of a temple that's not the sanctuary itself.
Yeah, but you said like, we can't, and nowadays, we can't think that he's going to go to a church. You just find that a bit peculiar.
Okay, fine.
Think that he's going to convert.
Bidyuk. But again, but if you think going into the church itself is usher, mm-hmm. So that's the sanctuary. But pashtus is the social hall, has the status of the chatzer. Now, if you hold like the Rambam, the whole year is usher, right? You shouldn't be going in. If you hold according to the first day of the Darkei Moshe, so what does he say? The non-sanctuary part, the chatzer, let's call them, has the status of the ear. And therefore the only problem is if it's Mar Zion, and therefore
yeah, you have to because
it would be mutter if there's a big sign that says voting today in the social hall of the church, and everybody knows that you're not going the front entrance to the sanctuary, you're going into the back. So if you think that the a chatzer is equivalent to what? To the city, right? Which, let's say the problem is Maris Ayin, or the problem is only when there's a party, a Yerid, a holiday party.
There's no problem.
So assuming there's no holiday party, so according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's mutter. Right? According to the shitas that is Maris Ayin, if there's a big sign that says, today is voting day, and we're the social hall of Saint whatever church.
Peter's.
What? Saint whatever, Saint Peter, doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter, right? I don't care. I don't know why you can do voting in the Basilica, but whatever, you know. Okay. No, whatever. I don't know. Saint Saint Anne's. Doesn't matter. Okay? But,
you know,
wait. But what happens if you think that the chatzer is not the equivalent of the third concentric circle, but it's the equivalent of the
fourth.
Base of Odizar itself. Then what would you say? Asur or Mutter?
Asur.
Asur. So the Ramah brings a second day. He says, Omnam, B'sefer Chasidim, cause of the kol holech, derech shomim, tvilazu nishmas, toch shoshim yom.
So, okay, what?
Right, he said, B'sefer Chasidim, says what?
It's Asur.
It's Asur. And if you go to a church, your tefillah will not, God will not listen to you for 30 days. That is a bit more mystical. So he says, in the Sefer Chasidim, he's noted to say that what? It's not a Maris Ayin concern, it's a fundamental concern. He says that's not the middle. The middle is not to be so machmir. Look at the Sefer Chasidim. I gave you the Sefer Chasidim number 2. What is Sefer Chasidim, by the way? So it's written by the Chasidei Ashkenaz. Much of it's written by Yehuda Chasid, though not all of it. Right? Who are Chasidei Ashkenaz? The German Pietists. They are contemporaries of the Balei Tosfot, but they are Pietists. Right? They are involved in. They are known for being involved in Pietistic rituals, meaning in being very frum, in being involved in a little bit of mysticism, in being a lot involved very heavily in tshuva. In what? False piety? Why false piety?
So why is false piety?
Saying like you said.
Why false?
On pious rituals.
No, pious.
Pious. Pietistic rituals.
Oh, okay.
Tshuva, yeah. Right? Heavy tshuva. Right? Accepting all types of chumras on themselves. So he says. Sefer Chasidim ein likanes beveis havat zara shneimar gabe eli. Now he quotes a different pasuk and he says shneimar gabe Eliezer. Right? If you guys just try to make it with Rashi, you should remember this. Right, what does Rashi say on Lavan? When Lavan says to Eliezer, come in. Banochi paniti abayit. I cleared out the house. What does Rashi say?
I didn't do
Rashi. What does he say?
I didn't either.
Good. What did you do Shneimikra with? Since it's an absolute chiyuv.
I wasn't suggesting that I had done Shneimikra that week.
It's a chiyuv, thank you. If you all told me to do it with Uncle S, that'd be fine.
Did he kill him? Or no?
So he says, Anochi paniti abayit, he says, he got rid of the idols.
Oh.
And he took out the idols, so you can come in, which implies that if he didn't,
he couldn't go in.
Masha Yaakov is loving like Nechaz Baalo, Shomea Tvila Vagomer, Shomea Tvilos, in Omer, Shomea Tvila, Zutvila, Shomalach, Mazal, Shadam, Shomispalel, Ala Adam, Shishmakish Barchu, Maja Adam, Vizu, eh? And he says, it might be in a different version of it. Okay, whatever. Right? But he says, right, you shouldn't go in at all in the Ramah, at least, yeah, has that your tefillah won't be accepted. Okay, fine. Now, if you skip down to... one second.
Wait, hold on. Let's make sure. Do you understand, like, what I'm trying to do?
Look at. Let's skip down to Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Shulchan Aruch number 4, Tziv Beis. Let's read both. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch summary of what we've been reading so far. Ir she'osin ba yirid b'yom chagam, a city that makes a carnival, a party, a marketplace, whatever, on the day of the holidays. And people gather and go there for the honor of the Avodah Zarah, Mutar Leil Chutzala, but Ozerli Kanos Bezocha. So you can go around the city in the suburbs, but not in it. That's the position of who? Who does Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? That was Rabbeinu Yona. Right, that it's about the carnival. If you're traveling, so you can't go on a path that only goes there. Okay. Then, Siv Beis, and this is the position of, right, we saw several Rishonim who dealt with this. If the issue is only Maras Ayin, right, now again, the Shulchan Aruch is a bit inconsistent, because in Sifalov he goes to Rabbeinu Yona, and then he switches over to, like, Maras Ayin issues, but okay. This is only a guest. Abul ben ir mutter, but if someone lives in the city, it's mutter. V'moloch b'shayara, and if you're in a caravan, so everybody knows you're just traveling through, so then what? Mutter. Then the Rama says, chatzer shel avodes kochavim. What about the chatzer? Yesh omrim didino ki ir shel avodes kochavim. Some say that it's equivalent to the city. Right? And therefore, if it's not an idolatrous party, right, or there's no Maris Ayin, then it would be mutter. Beish omrim debichol inyan aser. And some say it's always aser. Im ein derech over bom lamakom acher. However, the Rama says he doesn't accept the Rambam es svara. Right, what does he do? He says, no, some people say that the chatzer is really like the ear, it's just more machmer than the ear, right? Really, there's a third possibility.
Meaning.
Right? Meaning, if you're the Rambam, you think the chatzer is usher because the whole city is usher, yeah, intrinsically. The tour, according to Rajma, says, no, it's totally mutter. Right? Just like the...
This is a different place. It's a,
correct. Yeah. But he said there's a middle way, which is to say, the type of concern we're worried about at the chatzer is Maris Ayin. But, practically, right, give me a practical svara to say, fundamentally, it's like a city, it's Maris Ayin, Elamai, but what? It's going to be more often a Maris Ayin concern to go through the parking lot of a church than it is to go into the city of Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Right, I mean, that's a practical concern. Right, you can say, so therefore he says, some people say it's a bit more machmir, meaning, fundamentally, it's not... Right? I mean, there's really three possibilities. You could say it's just like the church and always usher. You could say it's just like the city, and therefore it's only usher when the city would be usher.
Okay.
Or you could say, look, at a fundamental level, it's like the city. It's not a makom of Avodah Zarah. But practically, you have to be more machmir because, right, it's very simple, right? If someone goes into Vatican City, right, people will say maybe he wants to go touring. But if he goes into the parking lot of the, you know, of the... The church, they'll be like, you know.
I'm not
Vatican City. I don't know. Whatever. Fine. He says, "Avok shederach over the makom achel goyim emuter." V'chena meshud pasho et leilach derach otzer chotzer makom acher. He says, "Meikra adin, how does he paskin? It's mutter." As long as you can solve the Maris Ayin concerns, but he says, but he says, if it's not too much of a hassle, he would tell you to be machmir. Why? Because the Sefer Chassidim says that some sort of spiritual level should be machmir, right? So what do you have?
It's something by the ear. You have to be okay.
So what do you see by the chatzer? The Rama thinks it's somewhere in between. He says Meikra Din, we paskin that it's really like the city, and therefore, as long as you can solve the Maris Ayin concern, it's fine. But lechatchila, we're machmir that the chatzer of Avodah Zarah has a shemetz,
has a spiritual
problem, right? It's closer to the inside circle, right?
Well, why else would you be going to the courtyard?
Go vote. I'm saying it happens all the time. A church, the voting booths in the church. It's a shortcut, right? You cut through. You've never cut through a courtyard and like a parking lot in your life.
Yeah, but I have a question. Let me say that you do a marathon and you have like a short. In the marathon, you have to go through a church to go somewhere else.
Again, according to Ram, into the church itself?
Yeah, you have to go through the church itself.
If you go to the sanctuary, it's Usher. If you go to the sanctuary, it's Usher. If it's not the sanctuary, so then it's this whole machlokas.
The sanctuary
is the shul, right?
Okay.
Where they actually do services, right?
Well, there's sacrament takes place.
Okay. Now, if I asked you, lahalacha, do we accept the Rambam? What would you say from what you've seen?
No.
No. Right? Everybody takes as a given the Rambam is wrong. Right? Meaning, nobody thinks the city is intrinsically us. Or everyone thinks it's either the church, maybe the courtyard, but probably it's really just the church and the courtyard. L'chatchila. You know, you should be machmer, but really, mikra din, it's like the city. It's a Marzayan problem. As long as you can solve Marzayan, so it's going to be fine. Who disagrees? Who brings the Rambam back into the halacha? Hint. Thanks for the page. The Shach. Who's the Shach? We've talked about the Shach before. Who is the Shach?
The Shach is not the...
The Shach is Shabtai HaKohen Rappaport. He is arguably, but not really so arguable, the most important commentary on Yoredeya, the most important Ashkenazi commentary on Yoredeya. We almost always paskin like the Shach, at least when it's Machlok Shach and Taz, not always when it's Shach against Rama, but pretty much the Shach, right, 90%+ of the time we paskin like the Shach on Yoredeya. He writes, V'asr likanis besocha, right, he quotes the Perish Mishnah Isla Rambam. And therefore the Rama says we don't pass like the Rambam. Right? We think that the city itself is not that problematic. Right? And therefore the Chatzar might not be so problematic. But the Shach says, no, he passes like the Rambam without comment. Nowadays, with the Meir Dino Kane Kavachomer based over Kuchava Matzma Shu Osterlon Kamatler Oso the Kolsh again Likanispo. He quotes the Bereshit Mishnah as the Rambam. Then Ikra Din, you shouldn't go into a city or Dizara. You shouldn't even look at the city. What choice do we have? We're stuck. But that still means you shouldn't go into a church. You shouldn't look at a church. You shouldn't whatever. Right. So Shach brings it back into in discussion. And then number six, next him in Shulchan Aruch adds the Isser. And says that in addition to what's formally usher, there's this notion that we see in Daf Yud Zayin of mitzvah lehizrachek miderech avos chavim arba amos. That in addition to staying out of the base of the earth itself, you should also stay arba amos away from it. Okay. So now let's summarize. Let's summarize what we've seen again. What? No, that was Shulchan Aruch, right, according to the Gemara. Okay. So now what do we have? So far, what have we seen? So, in terms of going into the right into a church, so again, the simple pshat I think is like the Chachmas Adam. That why can't you? Let's use temple for a moment. That you can't go into an idolatrous temple. Why? Because it's pashur. It's avodah zara. You're getting benefit from avodah zara, so you can't go in. Right. The whole discussion on Daf Yud. One second. The whole discussion on Daf Yud Aleph. That it's only a Maris Ayin problem, or it's a problem because they're having a carnival, a fair, and you're participating in the Avodah Zarah. That's only in pashtos according to Rov Rishonim, right? Though that low level Dirabanan Isser is only what? Is only for what? Referring not to the base of Avodah Zarah, but to the
courtyard,
to the city.
City,
right? Now the Rambam says no. All three concentric circles are all equally usher as a base of Avodah Zarah. Right? It's all part of participating in Avodah Zarah. It's all Makom Avodah Zarah. You can't go into the city. You can't shun out the chatzer. And you can't go anywhere. Right? We're forced, Baman Hoseinu Arabim, to live in non-Jewish, in idolatrous cities. But according to the Rambam, everything's usher. According to everybody else, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the outermost concentric circle, the city, That's not really a makom of a desire. That's only azar kodemara is ayin, and therefore can be solved. If you live in the city, it can be solved if there's a caravan. It can be solved if there's a significant Jewish community within the city that you might be visiting, whatever. Right? Or there's not a carnival, right? It's not a fair going on if you think that's the problem. The base of avodah zarah, again in pshat, if the chayei adam is right, should be aser, potentially. Midaraisa. The machlok is the chatzer. Right? Because the chatzer might be part of the...
Okay. What do we know of it? Remember,
might be an extension of the base of avodah zarah, in which case it would be aser even without maris ayin. Or it could be similar to...
Just part of the ear.
The ear. Good. So Darkei Moshe says, Misvari thinks that it's equivalent to an ear. That a chatzer is no different than the rest of the city. And therefore just a Maris Ayin concern. He notes that Sefer Chassidim seems to go in the direction...
It's the same thing, but a bit differently.
But maybe spiritually, the Chatzilah, whatever.
Be more cautious.
Correct. But he notes, right, yeah, you should still be more cautious in middle ground, right? Even if you think fundamentally like the city, you have to be more cautious for practical concerns. However, despite the fact that the Ramah doesn't accept the Rambam's view, that even the city and Kavacham and the Chatzir are Mekom Moshav Zara Mamish, right? The Shach does, right? Okay, and in addition to all of that, there's the Chumrah of the Gemara already, that in addition to not going into these places, you should be Marchik Arbamos from them, and you should stay away from them. Now, as I said, what are the Nafkaminas? So one of the big nafkaminas that comes up all the time in Psak are using a social hall of a church for whatever.
For parties or whatever.
Voting, parties, whatever. Now, many poskim will tell you, if you had to intuit, what are poskim going to tell you? Can you go into, let's take those two cases.
Yeah.
Voting, what are poskim going to tell you? Yeah. Maybe yes. Why? Because Mikra Din Ramah says it's mutter. And voting is valuable. So, and everybody knows that's why you're going in. What about a party?
I have no chashash on it.
Good. What about a party? What do you think the post can tell you?
No, it's
also. Why? Because look, if it's voting day...
It's more a personal thing. It's more...
Because they're going to... Two reasons. One, they're going to say there's no tchak.
There's no reason.
But there's no reason to do it, right?
Yeah,
voting, you didn't choose.
Rebbe, there's no...
Right, voting, someone else put the voting booth there. You didn't choose to go
Rebbe,
in there.
There's no problem on the RSI.
And there is a problem.
Why?
Because if there's voting, right, there's going to be a big sign. Voting here today. Everybody knows that's why you're going in. You rent out the social hall in a church.
You don't see the...
Right?
Limo out front.
Not everybody's going to know. And how do they know you're not going into the temple? How do they know you're not going to the sanctuary? How do they know that you're only going to the social hall downstairs? They're coming in?
True.
Right? Poskim are going to say, A, there's a real Maris Ayin concern there, and B, what's the pressure? I understand voting. You didn't choose. Right? But this is the type of discussion you're going to find in Poskim.
Because it's more like a non-serious thing. Also, it's a more social thing than a must.
Now, correct. Now, remember, if this analysis is correct, so then... This is where Ray Alman argued.
So why is it,
right?
I have a question. Why is it even? Why are we even answering this question? If it's logic.
Well, wait. But I'm telling you, where does it come from now? But there are other issues you have to think. Halacha, right? What else is going to come up? So if you remember, again, we've talked about this a few times, right? Going in to right the chashev person who's karav lamalchus, right? Going into the church. So Ray Broyd says, oh. It's going into a church is only Maris Ayin, and therefore it's mutter, and we can waive it because of Karav L'Malchus, and maybe there's no Maris Ayin because everybody knows he's going in to because the president asked him, right? That only works if what?
Yeah, you have a big goal.
And if what? Right? What was Rai Alman's problem with it? He said, wait a second. He said, no. Right? He said, you're assuming, right? Broyd's assuming that even the church itself is what?
It's not really a spiritual thing.
That the church itself is only also because of Chashad and things like that. But if you think like the Chachmas Adam, then no, the temple itself is a Zayk Pashat Aser. Right? It's Ishmi Daraisa. So then you can't just wave it by solving Maris Ayin and by saying Karav L'Malchus. It's not magic. Right? That would help you go into the courtyard. That would help you go into the city. Right? But it might not help you go into the church itself.
That's not my question. Let me say you have like old churches and from the Middle Ages and everything. It's not more in use, but it's still that building. Are you? And it has
no. So that's the question of Bittul, right? So that's what we said. No, that's what we said.
Get in and
that's what we said. That's the issue of Bittul. If they were mevatel it, then you can. right? If there was a formal bittul, meaning they desacralized it, and they don't use it anymore.
They don't use it, but we know.
No, there has to be a bittul. There has to be a bittul. No, in a chanami, but there has to be a bittul. Right? If they sold it off as a museum, right? Again, we're not getting to this again now, but let's say they sold it off as a museum. That would be probably, that would be bittul.
But let me say it's just a building just standing without being a museum.
Wow.
Let me say it's just because it's a ruins.
Right, so you're holy out, and it depends on the case. Now, what else? So, what's another big thing? Now, one halacha lemaisa, in addition to everything we've just analyzed, what is one of the big things that come up in Pesach that determine whether you can go into a church? And we talked about it at the beginning of the year, but now let's do chazara quickly.
Okay.
What's one of the biggest questions you're going to have to answer about whether it's mutter to go into a church?
What, mutter?
Whether it's mutter or not, right? So far we've done the sugya of the base of a dezara, but what's the biggest question you have to ask?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is it? Is Christianity
Avodah Zarah?
Yeah. Right? I mean, all of this assumes that Christianity is Avodah Zarah.
Rambam has a different outlook because he lived in.
We noted that. But so, therefore, like Rav Avadya Yosef Paskins, it's usher to go into a church, but it's mutter to go into a mosque. Right? Because he thinks that Christianity is Avodah Zarah and Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Now, some of the postgame, right, Broyd brings this up, is one is this Sniffin Bakel. One second, why are some people makel on churches in addition to this sugya? Right? Because they say, right, if you paskin like the Ramah, so what did the Ramah say? That
you're not allowed to go to church.
No, but what did the Ramah say about Christianity? No, the Ramah said it's not. Remember? The Ramah understands Tosfos as saying that it's not of a desire.
Ah, yeah.
Right? But it's not so clear because the Ramah said it's not of a desire for who?
For
non-Jews, yeah. But it might be a Avodah Zarah for us. If it's a Avodah Zarah for us, it's not pasha that we could go in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just because it's not a Avodah Zarah for them doesn't mean that it's mutter. Now, there's another bit of a question. I just saw a tshuva that was recently published by Realizer Berkovich on the topic. You don't usually see halachic arguments by him. Now, part of the question is how exactly do you define something as a base of Avodah Zarah? Right? Meaning, does it need an Avodah Zarah in it? Right? An idol? Or even a place where you daven? Right? Now, not every church has an idol in it, right? But if you think that base of Avodah Zarah is any place where they worship, then it wouldn't matter.
So in other words, it doesn't make a difference if you go to a Lutheranist church or...
It might. Because it could be that it depends on the Christianity. It could be the Unitarian is not of Avodah Zarah, right? You know, and Catholicism
also,
is, and, also, you know, Yesh Ladun.
Also, Orthodox.
Yeah, but still,
Orthodox,
they worship
Greek,
it.
Greek Orthodox.
Has more iconography. Right, we can make all types of distinctions.
Iconography.
Often. But, again, it might depend. Do you remember who, by the way, took this? Who, by the way, took this and said it's usher even to go into a mosque? Who said that even a mosque is usher? Remember who thought that for these purposes a mosque was also a base of a Zara?
The
Ran, and who passed in that way in modern times?
Okay.
Who? The Tzitzil-Yezer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So again, part of this discussion is going to be... What is the nature of going into a base of a Zara? But part of it is going to be defining a makom, right? What is an Avodah Zarah? What's not an Avodah Zarah? So when you look at modern Pesach on churches, right, and going into churches, that's what you're going to see, right? You're going to see first one level is what is the nature of the makom of Avodah Zarah Isser, right? How much do we extend it? V'chule. And the second thing is going to be what do we define for these purposes as Avodah Zarah? Minus v'chadome, right? Again, la halacha, Ravadi Yosef is machmir, but only for churches, not for mosques. Tzitzil Yezer is machmir even on mosques, right?
In general, I mean, like, I get what you're saying, but the chlal to go and high say in general, they're also worshipping. I mean, if you say you make
correct, that's why you asked me. The simple shot is like the people who say, "What do you mean? It's a makom of a desire because they're worshipping. Who cares?"
Doesn't make a difference how
correct.
Stronger it is.
Correct. Now, and like I said, though, you'll see in a lot of discussion in the 1950s, they threw into this discussion, right, non-Orthodox shuls as well, right? Right, for the same reasons, because you have the Mar Zion concerns, and because the Rav, right, as Soloveitchik felt, that they were Christianized services, right? Right, but again, once you realize that the issue here isn't, you're not, it's not necessarily
a, but it's your own religion. How could you?
That makes it worse. On a Mar Zion level, that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Right? But he also, the Rav at least felt that even, right, even on the base of the Zara things, that it's a Christianized service. Right? So he thought it was problematic. Yesh ladon.
But I get why what he's saying, but still, it's, I don't know.
So the interesting thing, so the problem is, no, so the problem is, okay, so where does he get it from? Very quickly, get me Gemara and Shabbos.
Okay. Which, the first part?
What?
First part?
No.
The Gemara's Daf aren't separated by Prakim.
I mean,
Daf Kuf Tezayin, I need Daf Kuf Tezayin. Wait. That was like delayed by like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it means he wasn't really sleeping.
No, I was.
Okay. Wait, I'm capable of turning it to Kuf Design. Thank you. Hey, Kuf Design. Kuf Design.
I mean, the book would have been the same one way or the other.
Okay. So the Gemara in Kuf Design has a discussion of going into a base min. Right, into these house of Minim. And the Gemara says that, in that context, says that Minim are worse at a certain level than Avodah Zarah. Because, so he says like this, Omri Tarfon, Akapech et Banayshim, Yavoli Liyadi, Shani Sori, Fosam Ezaz Garish, go ahead. Shafil on the Rodiv Achav Lahargo Nachal Rash La Kisho Nichlas Bez of Azarve Nichlas Livotan Shel Elu. He says, if someone was their life was in danger. Now, again, this is one of the Makaros for what we discussed last week. Your life is in danger. You had a snake on your leg, or you're being chased to be killed. If I had a choice between you going into a base of a Zara or into a house of heresy, which would I pick? The base of a Zara. Right, over Minus. Because Minus at some level is worse. It's more dangerous. Right?
Why is it more dangerous?
Well, why do you think? Right, because Avodah Zarah is at least outside. Minus is, right, from within. Right, you're saying, oh, it's your own religion. But what the Gemara is telling you is that Minus might actually be worse.
It's more dangerous because you know these persons.
Yeah, I mean, Minus is within a corruption.
More influence, you mean?
Or something like that. And therefore, right, when you say, oh, but it's Jewish, right, as many people point out, the simple pshat of the Gemara is that if it's a Jewish corruption, that's more problematic than a Mamish base of Avodah Zarah. So the fact that it's, and that's why it's brought up in the discussion, right,
going
to non Orthodox.
The fact that we don't have a Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah anymore, Jewish corruption would be much worse.
For sure, right? Meaning, definitely, right? Realistically, it's a much more dangerous thing in terms of what people are nimshach for. So, understand what people are getting at. Okay, so that's just the basic. Again, we didn't get to the depth of the sugya, but now at least when you go through it, you'll understand where people are coming from. Right? You'll see the majority of poskim therefore really do say. That it's usher to go into a church and the sanctuary itself. The heter to go into, let's say, right, when they say you can go on a tour of Vatican City but avoid the sanctuaries, what are they saying? They're saying, look, the Ramah says that the chatzer mikra din is mutter, right? The chatzer is basically anything which is not the sanctuary. So parts are not the sanctuary, and we don't pass it to the Ramah, that's the ear. And that's why you'll see, again, Lochenstein, right, went on a tour of the Vatican, but as the story goes, right, when he got to the Sistine Chapel itself, he didn't go in, right? Because why? You'll tell me, oh, it's batel, it's just historical. So he said, he asked the guard, and if you look on Wikipedia, it'll tell you the same thing. No, look at the Wikipedia article. It says that on special occasions, Sistine Chapel still uses an active church. It's not batel, it's a mamisha church, right? Adayom, right? And therefore he said he couldn't go in. The rest of the story went in. Again, I told you, in the apocryphal story that's also online, the Torah only goes one way. So Lichtenstein couldn't get out of it. So what he did is he went to the bathroom and jumped out the window. I don't know if that's actually true. I highly doubt it. Right? But again, the reason you'll see, when you see the poskim discussing it, this is the issues they're discussing. Right? One is the nature of the Yosef Avodah Zarah. Two is how much does it extend to the chatzer, right, to the periphery. And the third question I'll ask is, what counts as Avodah Zarah? Right? Hence the difference between mosques and churches and different types of churches and blah, blah, blah. Now,
I have another question.
Now, in addition to all of this, remember, the Rambam says, and this is, and right, Clapper talked about this on Thursday, if you're paying attention. In addition to all of this, there's an isser of, there might be a separate isser of looking at idolatrous art, or maybe art in general. Right? Because of Al Tifnu Elo Eli Lim. The Ritva says you aren't allowed to look at art ever. Okay. Right? It's a Ritva. Right? In Shabbos. Even if you don't accept the Ritva, right, there's a lot to say that you can't look at idolatrous art. Yeah. Right? Right. So going to these places, right, a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to worship, I'm just going to see the art.
You're just going to admire it.
Right.
But still, admiring your worship.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if it's not worship, there's not a separate...
Admiring is a...
No, but by the point, remember, first of all, it might be an Isra Hana'ah.
Okay.
Right? And B, it might be an Isra Val Tifnu El Elilim. Right? In addition to all this, admiring idolatrous art may be also for 100 other reasons. Right? So don't tell me, oh, it's not, I'm not going to worship, so it's automatically mutter. That might not be true. There are other Isurim floating around also, which again, right, Clapper touched on Thursday. I don't think we're going to dwell on, but I wanted you at least to understand the basic issers and the basic discussion in Poskim. And also, by the way, the Lumdus is very neat, right? You see how the Lumdus goes, right? Is it intrinsic? Is it not? What applies to what?
But the thing is, when people see or not, people won't really think about that, you know, when they're going to the Louvre, you know, in Paris. They're not going to think
If they're going to the Sistine Chapel, they might.
Okay, yes, because that's to do with Kishani. But
In a Hanami. In a Hanami.
Yeah.
Again, that I think is batel, that's desacralized, but going into the Sistine Chapel.
As a Christian.
Fine, but again, that gets into the complicated sugya of Bitl, which we're not going to talk about now.
Okay?
Good.